们先有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace.
带我们进入了2014年。
That you brought us now into 2014.
主，当新的一年在我们面前展开的时候，我们愿意先来到你的面前。
As this new year opens up to us, we will come to your presence.
我们要来敬拜你，要来感谢你。
I come to worship you and to thank you.
主，我们对于前面的这一年，我们心中的确是盼望，主啊，你快快的回来。
For this one year, we look to you, Lord, that you may return soon.
结束是地上许多的苦难和患难、混乱。
And to conclude the troubles and the confusions that is in this world.
主，一面我们求你，让我们有一个警醒等候你回来的心。
On one hand, help us to be watchful and waiting for your return.
我们也求你一面准备帮助我们来装备好自己等候你的回来。
May you also help us to equip us to wait for your return.
就正如我们刚才诗歌里边所唱的，不论是动是静，是你要我们做什么，要我们休息，我们都求你在我们身上被尊为大。
May you, Lord, reign supreme, just like what we have sang just now, whether in moving or in quietness or in busyness, that you shall be supreme.
我们只求与你之间不要有间隔。
There will be no hindrance between us and yourself.
我们只求你这些旨意可以通行在我们个人的身上，在家庭的里边，在教会的中间。
That your will may freely be moving in each of us individually in our family and in the church.
主，新的一年，如果你还是宽容忍耐迟延你的回来，我们也求你让我们能对你认识更多，经历更深。
Lord, if your mercy and your grace is still with us, then you have delayed your coming. Help us, Lord, to be ready for you.
让我们能够更多的脱离我们的自我，而更多的让你在我们里边活出你的自己。
That we may be delivered from ourselves, that we may allow your life to live out of us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们会继续的交通在腓立比书第二章。上次我们有跟大家一起就着这一章圣经的交通还没有完。
We will continue to share from Philippians chapter 2. We have begun sharing from this chapter, but we have yet finishing what we have to share.
在我们继续往下交通之前，我还是请大家一起来把这一章圣经来念过一次，用起印的方式来念。
Before I share on this chapter, we would like to everyone to read through this chapter first. In echo, we read in sequence.
那么弟兄们念单数节，姐妹们就念双数节。
So brothers will read the odd numbers, and the sister will be reading the even numbers.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。 无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲被拗的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被浇奠在其上也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。我靠主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得安慰。别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。所以我已看出我的事要怎样了结，就盼望立刻打发他去。然而我想必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去，他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我所需用的。他实在是病了，几乎要死，然而神怜恤他，不但怜恤他，也怜恤我，免得我忧上加忧。故此你们要在主里欢欢乐乐地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人。记得上一次跟大家在分享交通这一章圣经的时候，我们只来到了一半的地方。
Remember last time when I shared on this chapter, we about halfway through the chapter.
所以我会今天重点继续从十四节开始到后边。
So today my emphasis will be beginning from verse 14 to the end of this chapter.
他说凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
So do all things without complaining and disputing.
我相信发怨言和起争论是在神的子民当中在历史上经常重复发生的事情。
I believe complaining and disputing is very common and happen regularly among God's people.
在圣经中记载下，民数记就是以色列人从埃及被带出来，被领向应许之地的这四十年的当中他们的旅程。
In the book of Numbers, it recorded the journey of the people of Israel being led out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, and into the wilderness, being brought towards the promised land for 40 years.
而以色列人所经历的也很经常的跟我们这些今天属神的子民有相 关系的相像的地方。
And the experience of these Israelites in their 40 years is quite similar to the experience of Christians, believers today.
我们可以来思想他们在这一路上所经过的他们的反应，也同时我们要思想在我们的里边该如何从这些事上来得着警戒。
So therefore we can look at the experiences and look at them as a lesson or example to us all.
在出埃及记第十五章那里记载到
In Exodus chapter 15, it recorded that
他们刚刚经历过过红海这么大的神迹。
They have just experienced the miracle of crossing the Red Sea.
他们仅仅在旷野走了三天的路。
They only walked for 3 days in the wilderness.
他们来到一个地方叫马拉，那里的水是苦的，他们没有水喝。
They came to a place called Mara, and the place, the water was bitter, and they had no proper water to drink.
他们就开始在那里埋怨。
And they began to complain.
有时候我常常在想，这真的像我们的光景。
And I really think that this is quite similar to our situation.
我们可以曾经经历神很大的恩典的拯救。
We can experience a great salvation of the Lord in our life.
但是我们是一个很容易、很容易忘恩的人。
But we are people who always easily forgotten what we have experienced.
那么大的神迹才过了三天
After experiencing a great miracle, only after 3 days,
他们就已经失去了对神那一个的信靠
They already lost that trust they have for God.
他们就埋怨怎么把我们带到这样的地方来
And they start to complain that why did you brought us to this place?
在他们继续往前走的路上
As they go forward,
他们开始又在埋怨说谁给我们肉吃呢
And they began to complain who give us meat to eat.
我们记得在埃及的时候可以不花钱就有鱼吃。
They remember that in Egypt they can just eat fish without paying for it.
我们也记得在埃及那里有黄瓜有西瓜有韭菜有葱有蒜。
And they all remember that all the onions, the cucumbers, the leek, and the garlic they can enjoy, in Egypt.
我们厌烦天天在吃这一个玛瑙。
And they complain that they are bored of eating manna every single day.
它淡而没有新奇的地方。
They felt that it's too common, there's nothing new about it.
我们是不是也常常有这种心态?
Do we also have that heart condition?
在神的恩典当中,
Under the grace of God,
他每天都从天降下玛拿给百姓吃。
Every day he has sent manna for his people to eat.
但是百姓慢慢的不觉得这就是活在神迹的里边。
And slowly the people forgotten that they are living within that miracle.
他们觉得天天都是这个东西太没味了。
They felt that every day are eating the same thing. It is totally tasteless.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生活很多时候就是由这些平淡跟无味的事情来组成的。
Actually, brothers and sisters, our everyday living is formed by such a so-called, tasteless or common things.
从属灵的角度来说，我们应该谦虚，我们应该没有自满的状态是对的。
Spiritually, surely we need to be humble. We need to be contented.
我们不能够以为我们现在满足了，样样都有了，这是对的。
It is true that we should not think that we have all things that we need and we do not need anything else.
但是我们同时必须记得的是，在平凡的生活里边都充满了神的恩典和神迹。
But we need to remember that every single day, no matter how eventless it is still full of the grace and the miracles of God.
今天的时代，大家要求什么？要求刺激。
Today, everyone is looking for excitement.
我们需要有东西不断地来刺激我们。
We need to have things continuously stimulating us.
但是刺激不是我们真正的生活。
But excitement is not, shouldn't be the normal things in life.
要记得每天从天上降下的玛拿。
Remember that every day the manna that came from heaven
是滋养我们可以一天一天的活在神面前的必要性。
They are necessary for us to maintain our day-to-day walk with God.
所以我们要小心，我们心中的那一种的不满，到底是谦卑的要求属灵生命的成长呢，还是我们自己的身体、肉体、物质的要求，叫我们不能满足？
So therefore, we need to be careful. Is our dissatisfaction based on our own selfishness or based on our real need of getting spiritual advancement?
到了民数记十二章的时候，
Then when we came to Numbers chapter 12,
甚至开始发生有一些这样的事情。
It even happened such a thing.
摩西的哥哥亚伦和他的姐姐米利暗，因为摩西娶了古实人的女子。
The brothers and sisters of Moses, Aaron and Miriam, because Moses had married an Ethiopian woman,
他们就开始毁谤摩西。
They began to speak evil against Moses.
他们说，难道耶和华当与摩西说话，不也与我们说话吗？
They say that should God only speak to Moses and not speak to anyone else?
这一种心态最容易发生在那些最靠近侍奉中心的人。
So this is truly something that happened among people who are even serving God.
可拉党也是一帮专门在会幕里边侍奉神的人。
The gang of Karan, they alsoThey are the people who serve God in the temple, in the tabernacle.
他们过了一段日子，他们起来250个人聚集起来，来对摩西和亚伦挑战。
So Korah's group of 250 people, they rise up and go against Moses.
他说，你们擅自专权。
They say that you are holding on to the authority alone.
全会众既然个个都是圣洁的。
And it seems all the people,the assembly are holy unto God.
你们为什么要至高超过耶和华的会众呢？
How come you think yourself more highly than all the people of God?
你们想自立为王，要辖制我们吗？
Are you going to call yourself a king to rule over us?
在这里我们看见一个愿意有心侍奉主的人。
So we can see that people who have a desire to serve God,
或者蒙恩而能够学习来服侍主的人,
or they are under the grace of God, are able to serve God,
要千万的记得,
they must remember,
在主的家中,
in the house of God,
我们必须有敬畏的心,
we must have a heart fearing God.
我记得到了新约, 使徒也是这样来教导他的门徒们的。
I remember when we come to the New Testament, the disciples, the apostles, are also teaching the believer in such a manner.
他说你们年幼的要服从年长的。
Those who are young among you should obey those who are older.
当然你们也都要用谦卑束腰彼此的顺服。
And you need to gird yourself with humility to submit to one another.
不过在历史上常常会发生一种这样的不正确的现象。
But in history, we discover that such an abnormal thing happens.
我们会同样的 用这样的理由说
We can say with such a reasoning
既然每个蒙恩得救的人都是祭司
Since everyone who are born again they should be priests unto God
所以我们每个人都有同等的权利
Therefore each of us have the equal authority
我们甚至可以以为我们没有什么权柄必须互相顺服的地方。
And therefore, we do not need, to submit to one another as we have.
我们可以有很美好的理由。
We can have very good excuses.
因为百姓个个都是圣洁的。
Because all the people are holy unto the Lord.
为什么有个别的人要擅自专大呢？
Why should someone be thought supreme than others?
我求主怜悯我和保守我。
May God have mercy on me and keep me.
让我懂得纯敬畏的心也在属灵长辈们的面前学习做一个顺命谦卑的人。
That my spiritual condition will be one of that will submit in humility to those who are older than me in the Lord.
在亲近神的人当中，神是极其的要求这些的人必须圣洁，被分别，也要听从神自己的吩咐。
Those who want to serve God and want to come close to God, God wants to set them out as holy, being separated.And also,
因为给你的权力多的，对你的职任要求就高。
So, because you are given more authority, therefore the demand on you will be greater.
所以我们看见在圣经历史中，那些百姓如果是犯了什么错，经常是可以被很快的就赦免了。
So you can look at the history of the Bible. Those people, the common people, when they sin against God, very quickly their sins can be forgiven.
但是对于那些从主那里得到了吩咐而来服侍、来传达主的话的人，主对他们有极其严格的要求。
For those who are serving God, those who are preaching or sharing the word of God, God has a much higher.Demand on them.
甚至像摩西这样一位在神的家全然忠心的仆人
Even a person like Moses who was faithful unto God in all his house.
神曾经为他做见证他为人极其谦卑
And God even testified for him that he is a very humble man.
他会为着百姓他甚至求主说你可以不要我的命，但是你要为你的名保守你的子民。
Even for his people, for the people of Israel, he even prayed that God, it is okay to cut me off as long as you maintain the lives of Israelites.
但是在走到非常末了的一站的时候
，But when he came to the end of his journey on earth,
当以色列人又因为没水再次的起哄的时候。
When the people of Israel again complained because they had no water,
他说了讥诮的话。
He has spoken a word in haste.
神叫他去吩咐磐石涌出水来。
God has asked him to command the rock to give out water.
他却在这个时候，他因为被惹动了他里边的血气。
But because his flesh was stirred up in anger.
他忘记了他必须尊神为大。
He forgotten that he should be holy unto the Lord.
他对百姓说你们要叫看我为你们叫水出来吗
And he said to the people of Israel, you want me to command this rock to flow out water?
他不是在百姓的面前尊神的名为大。
He did not honor God among the people of Israel.
他用杖第二次击打了磐石
And he used his rod to strike the rock twice
水也出来了
And the water did come out
但是神却在那里对他说
But yet God spoke to him
因为你没有尊我为大
Because you did not honor me before the people
你进不了迦南
You shall not enter the land of Canaan.
我们会非常的为摩西痛心。
We may feel sad for Moses.
四十年的辛苦。
For 40 years he has labored.
勤勤恳恳活在主的面前。
He has worked tirelessly before God.
但是因为他所受的托付是那样的大。
But because what was committed to him was so great.
以致他的那一个不尊主为大的激动。
That when he in a sudden moment of anger, he did not honor God.
他没有办法进入他天天想着要进入的那个目标应许之地。
Therefore, he could not enter into that goal that he set himself to enter, which is entering the good land.
弟兄姐妹，神真的是蛮有慈爱的。
Brothers and sisters, God is merciful and loving.
但是我们真的需要学习在主的面前有一个极其敬畏的存心。
But we need to have a heart really fearing God and honor Him.
神没有许可我们凭我们的意识任意而行。
God did not allow us to do things as we wish.
他甚至不大接受你跟他讲理。
He won't even listen to your reasoning with him.
他要求你有他的话就照着去行。
He wants you to have his word and do according to his word.
跟着我们又看到本来从出埃及到走向迦南地的路并不是需要四十年这么久的。
We knew that the journey from Egypt to the land of Canaan do not need 40 years journey.
但是当摩西打发十二个探子来探路去探那个地方的时候，
But when Moses sent out 12 spies to spy out the land,
他们带回了那边的土场，真的是又大又丰收。
And they brought back the produce of that land. It is great and plentiful.
但是十个探子说那里的人简直就是巨人一样。
But the 10 spies gave a bad report saying that the people of the land are giants.
那里的城墙高得不得了。
And the walls are high.
我们在他面前就像蚱蜢一样。
We are like grasshoppers before them.
虽然那地好是好。
Even the land was great.
我们别想进去。
But don't think about entering it.
结果这些信息让所有的百姓在神的面前哭号。
And therefore this bad news caused the people of Israel to cry before God.
他们说什么？他们说为什么要把我们带出埃及呢？
Then they start to complain again. Why did you bring us out of Egypt?
为什么要让我们来死在刀下呢？
And so that we may die here.
为什么要把我们妻子跟儿女都带来这里给人家当俘虏呢？
Why should we bring our wives and children to be slaves of others?
每当我们想抱怨的时候，
Whenever we want to complain,
我们会把神的恩典忘得一干二净。
We will forget all the grace of God totally.
我们却会把困难不断地来把它扩大。
Then we begin to expand the circumstances or the difficulty that we are facing.
神在这一次就对他们说了。
So at this time, God spoke to them in this way.
就着你们说这些话的人。
According to all of you who spoke these words,
你们一个都不得进入应许之地。
None of you shall not enter into that promised land.
这些对我们是一个很严肃的警告。
So this is a very serious warning to all of us.
我们不要天天自我陶醉。
Do not just dreaming about this all day.
我们常常自我陶醉，以为说我们已经出了埃及了，主的宝血把我们拯救，免了那一场灭命的大死亡了。
And we say that we are now on a on the good thing, we have been saved from our sins, we are surely going to heaven for sure.
但是在其中有绝大部分的人会因着不信而没有办法享受神丰盛的应许。
But there are many of these people, because of their unbelief, they cannot enjoy the riches of God's promises.
然后他们常常说一句这样的话。
And then they also say this.
他们常常会说，为什么要把我们从埃及地领出来呢？
Say, why did you bring us out of Egypt?
没水的时候也这样讲。
They say that when they are without water.
没肉吃也这样讲。
When they do not have meat to eat, they say.
遇到打仗也这样讲。
When they need to fight against the
foreigners, 遇到路难走也这样讲。
When the journey is hard, they also say that.
换句话说，他们人虽然被呼召离开了埃及。
So even though they are being called to leave Egypt,
但是他们的心还一直留恋着埃及。
But their heart is still longing for Egypt.
所以使徒约翰后来就警告信徒们说。
So therefore, the Apostle John has warned the believers.
不要爱世界。
Do not love the world.
爱世界的爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
当你在跟随主走这条旷野，但是却是往应许之地去的路是。
When you walk with the Lord in this wilderness, going towards the promised land,
常有难处会发生。
There will be much difficulties.
很多时候难处来到，我们不是在神的面前来接受。
Sometimes when the difficulty comes, we do not accept it with our hands from the Lord.
我们却发怨言，我们却想最好我们又回去埃及算了。
Yeah, we complain and we thought it's best if we go back to Egypt.
回去的路随时都为你开放的。
Yes, you actually can go back anytime. The way is open for you.
但是我们却会因此失去了作为神子民门徒的特征。
But yet we will lose that uniqueness about us as the believers to God.
所以保罗在书信中就这样的说。
So Paul in his letter he said this.
他说这些以色列人所遭遇的这些事
The experience of the Israelites
都是要成为我们的见解
They actually became a warning to us
并且写在圣经上
And it was written in the book
要警戒我们这末世的人
To warn us, those of us who are in the last days
如果你认为你是活在末世的人
If you think that you are living in the last days,
你我就要受这些的警戒。
You and I should be under such warnings.
保罗甚至说
Even Paul says,
所以自以为站立得稳的需要谨慎免得跌倒。
Those of you who think that you can stand firm, be careful.Else you will fall.
我们很可能重蹈以色列人的脚步。
So we may walk the same way as the Israelites.
但是圣经清楚地把这些警戒来告诉我们。
But the Bible has given us such clear warnings.
我们的前途是非常明确的。
Our future is actually quite clear.
是要得着神在基督里边召我们来得的一切的丰盛。
We are to receive all the spiritual blessings and riches given to us by God through Christ.
但是我们不是一步就从埃及走进迦南地。
But we cannot just one step entering into Canaan from Egypt.
这当中有一条漫长的路。
There is still a long way to go.
一面是主要训练我们生命的成熟。
On one hand, God is training us so that our spiritual life may become mature.
一面也要让我们不断地来经历神的信实和恩典的保守是可靠的。
On the other hand, we can experience how trustworthy God's faithfulness and God's keeping.
我们在这一个世界上,
we are living in the world.
我们不属于这个世界,
yet we are not of the world.
所以我们刚才也说到,使徒就警告信徒们说, 不要爱这个世界。
Therefore, the disciples warn us, believers, that do not love the world.
什么时候我们想要回到埃及,那里有鱼吃,有肉吃,有黄瓜吃?
Whenever we think about going back to Egypt, and are able to enjoy the fish, and the leek, and the cucumber,
我们正在伤我们的主的心。
We are actually hurting the heart of God.
我记得, 当主耶稣对他很多跟从他的人在一起的时候, 他对他们说,
I remember that when the Lord Jesus was speaking to the people who are following him,
你们要吃我的肉,喝我的血,
You are to eat my flesh and drink my blood.
只有吃我的肉,喝我的血, 我住在他们的里边。
Only those who eat my flesh, drink my blood, will I dwell in them.
后来就有很多人说,这话甚难,谁能听呢?
Then some people complain that this word is too hard, who can obey?
很多人就开始离开了他。And
many people began to leave him.
主对他的12个门徒就说,
And God, the Lord, said to his 12 disciples,
你们也要去吗?
Do you also want to leave me?
彼得, 在那个时候就说,主啊,你有永生之道,我们不跟从你,我们还能到哪里去呢?
Yet the apostle Peter said to the Lord, Lord, you have the word of eternal life. Who should we go to follow if we do not follow you?
这给我们看见,主耶稣从来没有欺骗过这些跟随他的人。
The Lord Jesus has never deceived the followers.
没有给我们一种幻想,以为一路顺风而已。
He never gave us a false hope that everything will be smooth if we follow him.
荣耀的盼望是真的。
There is a glorious hope, and that is true.
路上是十字架,也是真的。
All the way will be full of the cross. This is also true.
他没有下命令说你必须这样来。
He did not say to you or command you that you must do like that.
他留给你我每一个人有这样的权利说你如果愿意。
But he said to us that if we are willing,
你就必须照着我所要求的来跟从我。
Then you need to follow me according to what I commanded you.
我盼望你我在这些的时刻都能够很清楚地回应像彼得一样。
I really pray that you and I, like Peter, will think this way.
我们能够对主说,离开你,我们还有哪里可以去呢?
That apart from you, who else will we go?
在这里我们看见一个, 我们必须与世界有分别的原则。
Here we must see that there is a principle that we need to be separated from the world.
就是说,不能让世界在我们里边有地位。
That we should not allow the world to have a ground in your heart.
我们跟世界的分别是在根基上的分别。
Our separation from the world should be based on the foundation.
不是在外表上的分别。
It's not just outwardly you are separated from the world.
很多基督徒以为分别为圣就是持守一些的做法。
Some Christians thought that being sanctified, being separated, means that you are maintaining certain way of doing things.
或者某些事情被禁止，或者某些事情必须做。
They will say either you do this or either you not do that.
耶稣在地上的时候不是这样的。
But the Lord Jesus never gave such a command.
外表来说，有人说他跟娼妓税吏做朋友。
Hourly people even condemn him for sitting together with the prostitutes and the tax collectors.
有人甚至说他是贪吃好酒的人。
People even say that he is a glutton, that he loves wine.
但是主耶稣说，整个世界和他的王在他里边是毫无所有的。
Yet the Lord Jesus says that the God of this world have no place in his heart.
所以我们要记得，要小心一样的事情。
So therefore we must remember and be careful about this one thing.
假冒为善的分别为圣，就是注意在外表的行为当中。
Those who are a hypocrite, those who think that being sanctified is to be separated from not doing certain things, they are actually false.
这是真正的分别为圣，是在内心，在根基的上边。
The actual true sanctification should be based on the heart condition. It's based on your foundation.
是，也是读新约圣经的时候，你看见保罗跟犹太主义的那帮信徒一直争执的地方。
That's why Paul has so much arguments with the people who are based on the Judaism foundation.
他跟他们说不要背这些，不可摸，不可碰，守日子等等等等这些的东西捆绑。
He said, do not be put into bondage of the things that they taught, that do not touch it, do that, do not do that. We should follow this festival, we should follow that festival.
保罗在腓立比书这里同样也是这样教导。
Paul in the book of Philippians saying the same thing.
你们在这个弯曲悖谬的时代做神无瑕疵的儿女。
That you should become blameless and harmless children of God and without fault.In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
你们显在这样的世代就好像明光照亮照耀，将生命的道给表明出来。
Among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life.
我们在这个悖谬邪误的世代里边。
So we are in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation.
我们可以像明光照耀是为什么呢？
How can we shine as lights in this world?
因为我们都蒙了重生，有主耶稣的生命在你我的里边。
Because we have been born again and we have the life of the Lord Jesus Christ within each one of us.
这一个生命让你活在每天平凡的生活中，让人能感觉到，也能闻到基督的馨香之气。
So this life will live out of you each day of your life so that people who are drawn near you, they can smell the aroma of Christ.
将生命的道表明出来。
That we are to hold fast the word of life.
重点不是将道理表明出来。
It is not just preaching the doctrine of the word.
是将生命在你的生活当中流露出来。
But your life can flow out in your daily living.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是你我们拯救而且受托付的责任。
So therefore this is the responsibility of us who are being saved that we need to hold fast this word of life.
在第二章后半分，我们很快的看有三个的榜样。
In the second half of this chapter,We saw three examples.
这里有三个的人，他们就是以基督的心为心。
These three people, they are actually like-minded, like Christ.
他们的生命的当中，就是只有一个的目标，要彰显 基督自己的生命。
That their own life were wanting to express Christ.
第一个我们看见的就是保罗谈到他的自己。
Firstly, we saw Paul who talked about himself.
他说我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被交奠在其上也是喜乐的。
He said, yes, and if I'm being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all.
他只有一个盼望，就是他所带领、所传福音、所带到主面前的来的这帮信徒们。
And he felt that the believers that he had preached the gospel to and being brought to the Lord,
他把他们好像一个馨香的祭物可以献给神的。
He is offering them up as the offering to God.
他不是为着他自己来建立什么的。
Not for himself, not for him to build an empire.
他是要把人带到主的脚前去的，献给基督的。
But he brought the people to the presence of Christ to offer them up to Christ.
他甚至说，
He even said,
如果你们能够这样的得神的喜悦的祭物的话，
If you can please God in this way as a sacrifice to God,
我就算当那个被浇奠的酒浇在你们上边，我都开心。
Even if I was be poured out as a drink offering, I will be happy with that.
你想一个祭物被焚烧的时候，
You know that when an offering is a sacrifice being burned,
会有一点点在烧的那个的焦味的。
That when it was being burned, there is a smell of being burned.
但是你毕竟还是一个看得见的美好的祭物。
It is still a visible sacrifice that we can see with our eyes.
保罗说，我就宁愿当一个奠酒来浇在这祭物的上边。
And Paul said, I'm willing even to be offered up as a drink offering, as a sacrifice and service.
当这个酒浇在这个发炭的祭物上边的时候，
When this drink being poured on the burnt offering,
它就发出一种极美的香气。
It will give out a great aroma.
这是献给神的祭物的香气。
This is an aroma that can be offered up to God.
所以他就是这样的愿意把自己倾倒而成为灵，但是能够叫别人发出香气出来。
He is willing to offer himself being poured as a drink offering that he become nothing, so that the aroma of others may ascend to Christ.
叫神的心可以得到满意。
So that the heart of God may be satisfied.
下边保罗讲到另一个的人是提摩太。
Then Paul mentioned about Timothy.
他说我指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫你们知道我的事，心里就可以得安慰。
But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state.
因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。
For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state.
保罗每次传福音到一个地方都有很多很丰盛的福音的果实。
Whenever Paul shared the gospel, he will bear very good fruits.
但是稀奇的是，当他越往后边走的时候，我们就看见他的路越走越孤单。
Amazingly, as he continued to serve God and walk on this journey of serving God, he became lonelier by the day.
甚至到了他在罗马最后的监狱写那一个提摩太书信的时候，他这么说。
So when he was in the prison of in Rome and he wrote Second Timothy, he said,
全亚细亚的人都离弃了我。
All Asia have deserted me.
跟我们今天所想象的、所听见的是何等的不一样。
So this is so different to what we think or imagine today.
但是保罗在这里介绍了一个人叫提摩太。
But Paul here, he had mentioned a man called Timothy.
当别人都求自己的事而不求耶稣基督的事的时候，
When others were seeking their own and not things of Christ,
提摩太他却 兴旺福音继续的跟保罗一起劳苦。
But yet Timothy was greatly at work with the gospel and working together with Paul.
他甚至对一个被人渐渐遗忘在监牢里的这一位保罗，他说他对待我像对待父亲一样。
So towards Paul, who is one who has been forgotten, who was in the prison in Rome, Timothy is treating him like his own father.
非常非常的让保罗得着安慰的。
So this is greatly comforted the heart of Paul.
但是保罗的安慰的不是因着提摩太对他这么好。
But Paul is not comforted because Timothy was nice to him.
而是他能够求耶稣基督的事情。
But is that he could ask the things of Christ.
他再三的对提摩太说，你知道，你要知道你所信的是谁。
And he keep reminding PR Timothy that you must know whom you have believed.
他能保全你所信托他的都全被知道那一日。
He will keep you what you have committed to him until that day.
弟兄姐妹，我们也活在一个最末了的时代。
Brother and sister, we are living now in the last days.
我们可以看见许许多多奇奇怪怪的事情。
We can see many terrible and strange things happening.
但是我们里边是否也知道我们所信的是谁？
But do we really know whom we believe in?
我们肯不肯信赖他直到那一日？
Are we willing to trust in him until that day?
我们也能不能不要单顾自己的事？
Are we able not to seek our own thing, our selfish thing?
而是要求耶稣基督的事。
But that we will seek the things of Christ.
第三个人他提到的是以巴弗提。
And the third person that he has mentioned was Epaphroditus.
这一个弟兄我们看不见在圣经其他地方有什么样明显的记载。
We did not see much clear in a description of this brother in other places of the scriptures.
有些读圣经的人在做解释的时候说，这个人可能就是建立腓立比教会后来的一个副职人之一。
And some Bible scholars think that Epaphroditus could be one of the founding members.Of the church in Philippi.
他可能家境也是比较丰富的。
Perhaps he was also a man with a much richer possession.
但是他在那样的一个的时期
，But in this environment,
他就被腓立比教会打发出去照顾。保罗在监狱里的需要。
He was being sent out to care for Paul and his needs while in prison.
当然不仅仅是在经济上的需要。
Not only in material things that he has supplied Paul's needs.
有人说他可能甚至就去那里帮保罗烧饭、洗衣服。
Someone even say that perhaps he was there even cooking for Paul.Or even washing up for Paul.
很不幸的，虽然他付出了这么多，
even though he has given up so much,
他自己也病倒了。
He himself was sick.
所以这里就出现了保罗在这里所说的，他病了，几乎病到要死。
And Paul said that he indeed was sick, almost unto death.
在这些频繁的书信的字里行间，我们常常能感悟到一些我们常常忽略的地方。
So in these very simple letters, we discover something that's quite common that we somehow forget or neglected.
我们常常听见基督徒动不动就对人说，你生病，只要有信心，就一定会好起来。
We heard people say that you are sick, you must have faith, and God will heal you for sure.
但是我在这个信里边，我看见以巴弗提在保罗的身边病得几乎要死。
But here we saw Epaphroditus was so sick that he was even near to death.
保罗也曾经能够行很多医治的神迹的。
Paul himself was able to perform many miracles.
为什么他就没有办法把以巴弗提按个手祷个告叫他好起来呢？
How come he could not lay hand on Epaphroditus and pray for him to heal him?
今天很多人把这些外表的表现当成是信心的表现。
Many people today thought that this outward expression of miracles is an expression of faith.
每一个人都追求自己的获得。
Everyone's seeking for something to gain.
如果神为我成就什么，这就是神。
If God will do this for me, He is the real God.
如果神不为你成就什么，你怎么办？
If God did not do that for you, what will you do?
以巴弗提病得几乎要死。
Epaphroditus was so sick that he was near death.
保罗说，然而神有怜悯，不但连续了他，也连续了我，免得我忧伤加忧。
But Paul said, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also on me, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow.
他要他快点回到他差遣他来的教会当中去。
And therefore, Paul is eager that to send him back to the church that sent him to him.
而且他对他们说，你们要尊重这样的人。
And Paul said to them, honor such a man.
因为他为做基督的功夫，几乎至死不顾生命。
Because of the work of Christ, he came close to death.
刚才我们看见的这三个以主的心为心的基督徒。
So we saw three Christians who are minding the things of Christ.
他们有一个共同的特点。
They have a common thing about them.
他们已经在平凡的生活中就已经是。一个熏道子。
In their daily living, they are already a martyr to the Lord.
熏道子是每天已经在神的面前把自己献上，为他而生，为他而死的人。
A true martyr is a person who are willing to offer up their life to the Lord in normal living.
他们有一个特点，宁愿为别人把自己全部消耗完。
They are able, they are willing to even lay down their life, their whole life for others.
他们宁愿要顾主耶稣基督的事，不顾人自己的事。
They are willing to care for the things of Christ and not their own things.
他们宁愿为着服侍主或者跟主有关的工作，他们不顾自己的性命。
They are willing to care for the things of Christ and the work concerning Christ and not their own things.
而我深信每一个被主重价买来的人，主要求我们都必须有这个属于他也为着他的生活。
And I hope that and I believe that everyone who is truly born again, purchased by Godwill have such a heart desire, wanting to live for the Lord and live for God.
在新年的开头讲这些信息偏重了一点。
Perhaps in the beginning of the year to preach such a message is too heavy to you.
但是我们盼望在新的一年里边，我们都是那些等候主回来的人，而且是或生或死。都是属于主的人。
But I pray that in this new year, we'll become people watchful and prayerful for the Lord's return, and are willing to lay down our life for the Lord.
也警告我们自己，不要成为那些发怨言而进不得迦南地的人。
And warn ourselves so that we will not become like the Israelites who complains, and in the end cannot enter the land of Canaan.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，求你自己藉着圣灵将你的爱浇灌在我们里边。
Lord, may you pour down your love in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit.
融化我们里边一切的丑陋刚硬。
May you melt away the ugliness and the hardness of heart.
为我们造一个清洁的心，要讨你喜欢。
Create in us a clean heart in order to please you.
主，我们都不配。
Lord, we are unworthy.
但是你是说那些被称为要被掳的妇女跟孩子，他们却肯定可以进入迦南地。
But yet those who are supposed to be slaves, the women and the children, yet they can all enter into the land of Canaan.
因为他们软弱,
because they are weak, they do not trust in themselves.
他们只信靠那一位恩待跟保守带领他们的主。
They trust in the God who are merciful and gracious to them and who will protect them.
主巴不得我们今天在你面前的每一位 都能够被你自己来保守。
May all of the brothers and sisters here will be one that has been kept by you.
而不是躲避在旷野的人。
And not trying to hide ourselves in the wilderness.
让我们真的能够在这被扭弯曲的世代 像明光照耀,
that we may shine as lights in this crooked and perverse generation,
将生命的道表明出来,
holding forth the word of life.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣的名,
pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.